Each city, mega cities. Everyone knows what a mega city looks like. Rio, Mexico City, Calcutta. The pictures are all too familiar. Row upon row of cardboard and corrugated metal shacks propped in the shadow of gleaming skyscrapers. Bony children playing half-naked in the mud beneath a haze of smog. Laundry fluttering overhead like faded flags. In the city center, a mere quarter mile away, business people close deals over four-course lunches and make tennis dates on their cellular phones. Well-heeled shoppers browsing in pricey boutiques sidestep beggars with outstretched hands. Limos with tinted windows veer with rickshaws for position on teeming streets. This is the scene that urban planners and environmentalists often speaking in apocalyptic overtones have warned for decades would overtake us. Well, that future is coming to pass at long last, and the surprising news is that it may not be so bad after all. So says a growing body of urban experts and officials. The world megacities are expected to more than double in number in the next few years, from 12 to 25 by the turn of the century. This will mark the first time in history that a clear majority of the Earth's inhabitants will live in urban areas. More important, the quality of life in such megalopolises is proving better than was once predicted. Life expectancy is generally longer in the big cities than in smaller ones or in the countryside. Urban dwellers are far more likely to have good sewage disposal and running water than are their rural compatriots. And cities tend to offer superior medical care, greater educational opportunities, and more jobs. That has led to a dramatic reversal in the way policymakers are addressing the problem of rapid urbanization. It used to be that they sought to limit mass migration by merely urging folks to stay on the farm. Now, policymakers will concentrate on making those cities better places to live rather than focus their efforts on stemming the tide of rural poor to the cities. The new philosophy holds that big cities are the natural consequences of modern development, and that it's inevitable for people to want to live in them. People move to cities for rational reasons, and it's completely crazy to erect barriers to stop them from going there.